Hey, welcome back to another Producer's Cut episode, and I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving the truth and being as real as only I can be. I appreciate you all for listening to the show and leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts. I want to read a review that really has me inspired this week. E. Patrice 89 says, "The Trill MBA Show is my go-to podcast for advice on navigating corporate America as an African-American woman. Felicia and her guests are very transparent about their personal experiences and the lessons they've learned from them. I feel like I have at least one new takeaway or do different from each episode. The entire series is authentic, hilarious, and valuable to me. Keep the content coming." Well, E. Patrice 89, I promise you, I will keep the content coming. And I really appreciate you for letting me know that I'm helping, because that's really all I want to do. Listeners out there, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review for me. You just might hear your review right here on the podcast. Last week, we talked about step one to achieve your best possible outcome for your BPO. And that step is positivity. But I want to take a step back and give you more context, because I love context. The reason why this podcast exists is because many people are struggling in corporate America. However, Black women are suffering many times in silence in corporate America. So my hope is to help you stop suffering, skip struggling, and start thriving. Since graduating from business school over 8 years ago, I have suffered much, trust me, so much, but I have learned a lot, so much. The biggest learning and realization that I've had is that my purpose is to help those people who are really up for the challenge of rising to the top of corporate America and actually get there and not get derailed because of reactions and actions that set you back or, quite frankly, just push you out of organizations. So many Black women are going into entrepreneurship. According to the 2018 State of Women-Owned Business Report commissioned by American Express, while the number of women-owned businesses grew an impressive 58% in the last 10 years, so from 2007 to 2018, the number of firms owned by Black women grew by 164%. That's nearly three times the rate. That's amazing. We out here getting it. We're side hustling. We're going all in. We're doing this thing, which is amazing and awesome. There are 2.4 million African-American women-owned businesses in 2018. Most owned by women between the ages of 35 and 54. Black women are the only racial or ethnic group with more business ownership than their male peers. And that's according to the Federal Reserve. So what does this mean? Now, I'm all for entrepreneurship. Trust. We need a way out sometimes. But not all of us can run away from corporate. And get this, that same report found that there's a gap widening between the average revenue for businesses owned by women of color and those owned by non-minority women. For women of color, average revenue dropped from $84,000 in 2007 to $66,400 in 2018. That's almost $20,000, you guys. For non-minority businesses, revenue rose from $181,000 to $212,300. And the gap between African-American women-owned businesses, average revenue, and all women-owned businesses is the greatest. Of course, right? So before you think that entrepreneurship is the answer to the pain and suffering you are enduring day in and day out, week by week, month by month in corporate America, I want you to think again. And that's why I'm here, because I know your pain. The pain of enduring rude motherfuckers, hateful, spiteful bitches, racist bigots that don't even think or understand that their racist microaggressions have an effect. Their unconscious biases forced upon us every day, and we just have to endure because saying something doesn't get us anywhere. Lord Jesus, help us. But even with all of society treating us like shit, all of us quitting corporate America is not the answer. We need representation. We need you to educate and gain allies. We need you on the front lines. And for this fight, I want to make sure that you get your BPO, your best possible outcome. Despite all of the forces against you, there are much more powerful forces for you to propel you forward, starting with our ancestors. So with all that said, let's get back to setting you up for success. Which brings us to today's topic, shifting your energy. Raise your hand if you feel skipped over, used and abused, invisible, not listened to. I feel your amen right now. Say amen. Well, my frontline warrior, let's start to change this. I know you're probably saying, how the hell, what, huh? Just stick with me. Last week, I talked about step one in your BPO, which is positivity. You need positivity to get your best possible outcome. That is step one. So if you want to double click on that, go back and listen to last week's episode for more detail. Now, as you enter this season of end of year review, torture in hell, we will enact step two in your BPO, which is energy shifting. I know, what you talking about, fair energy? You sounding like some crazy woman. I know, just stick with me. What I'm talking about is shifting your energy and the energy of the people around you by bringing your positivity and sharing it with all the people in your space. Now, this will take some practice, and here's why. Currently, you are in survival mode. Admit it, in these days and times, all of us are. But we have to come out of this mode, you guys. We have to wake up. It isn't helping us get to our BPO. And in fact, it's hindering us in ways that we don't even understand. And with 93% of your communication being nonverbal, we have to shift our energy and we have to bring in a different energy. We have to operate in a different energy. And that will start to affect change around us. Ladies, it's time for a change. And it will not be easy, but it's the only way that we're going to win, thrive, and rise to these corporate C-suites. So now, how do you shift your energy? Well, I'm going to break it down for you. Shifting your energy is a conscious decision that you make And with practice, it will become second nature, even on your worst day, even with your worst boss or coworker, even if you're on a PIP. And for those people who don't know what a PIP is, be happy you don't know. But it's PIP stands for Performance Improvement Plan, aka the devil's instrument from hell. So here are three steps for you to shift your energy. And I suggest doing this on Sunday night or Monday morning. You're going to do the following. Number one, first, you're going to breathe deeply. So inhale, hold it, and exhale. And you want to take a few moments and just inhale and exhale, just like Whitney Houston did in the movie, Waiting to Exhale. That's like perfect. Like that whole, I mean, you can even do it sexy like she did too. And they have made it slow in motion. Yeah, you could do that. Now, as you do that, secondly, I want you to continue breathing and deep breaths, but then you're going to let go of the feelings of anger and frustration that you have toward this place, these people, this stuff. You're gonna take all that. You're gonna think about, you're gonna identify what is it that's making you feel this way? Or what is it that you feel is making you feel this way? What are you allowing to let you get angry and frustrated around your day to day? Now, I want you to hold out both of your hands in front of you as if you're holding a medium Amazon box at the bottom. And I want you to hold your hands kind of close together, but they don't have to touch. Imagine you're holding this box and it's open. And now I want you to imagine putting the source and all those negative emotions, the anger and frustration, in this box. I want you to just imagine yourself like breathing it out, and it all goes in the box. And now I want you to imagine turning to either side and put the box down. Because right now, that stuff is what's blocking you from getting where you're trying to go. And so I need you to put it down. And third, and lastly, now that you've put that down and you've let that go, I need you to focus. I need you to focus on what your intention is for this day and this week. Right now, I want you to set your intention and don't make it complicated. I want you to focus on your one big priority for the day or the week and set your intention around that. For example, if you have a big presentation, focus your intention on doing a great job. Let's say you're struggling with a bitch-ass coworker, or even worse, your manager is a bully. Let's focus your intention on seeing this person's humanity and remaining positive with every interaction with them. Remember, hurt people hurt people. These people don't show their monkey asses with you because of you. They show their monkey asses because of them. So stop internalizing their actions. Let it go. And you can think of it as the devil's basically using them, right? Because what's the devil's job? To kill, steal, and destroy your joy. Don't let the devil win. Set the intention that God is protecting you and nothing they do will get the best of you. Set the intention that you will not let the devil see you sweat. Now, before you walk into these buildings on Monday morning, I want you to sit in this newfound calm, peace, happiness, and stay there emotionally. Stay there each and every day. Because remember, ladies, we are on a mission for your best possible outcome, your BPO. We must stay focused on this mission. Now, this week, I want you to practice every day shifting your energy and being positive. Next week, we're going to talk about tackling this end of year review, making sure that you're getting the development you need and gaining your manager's support. Even if he or she doesn't see it for you today, that will all change if you just follow the plan that I'm laying out for you for the rest of this year. Now, in the meantime, as you work on shifting your energy this week and being positive, I want you to subscribe, rate a 5, and leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts. And I want you to share this podcast with your 5 best girlfriends. I need you guys to do me this favor. We are going to walk this walk together. And if you have the intention long term to become a CEO, a COO, a CMO, a CTO, a CEO, a like engineer, chief engineer operator, I don't know, all the C's, all the suites. If that's what you want to be a senior leader, you want to be a higher level executive, you have to start practicing this now. Because as you move up, it only gets harder, which is why so many of us are either side hustling or dropping out of corporate America altogether. I get it. But for those of you who can take this challenge by the horns and you have the intention to get up there to the top to affect change, to be representation, then I want to help you. So if you need some help or advice about specific situations, email me at ask@trillmba.com. Or you can even go onto my website, trillmba.com, and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. I'm happy to answer your questions, or if I don't know the answer, I can connect you to the right person. So again, either the website, trillmba.com, or my email is ask@trillmba.com. So until next time, you guys, remember, be positive, shift your energy, talk to your BFFs, don't let them see you sweat. You got this, and you're stronger than what you think. So hang in there, and until next week, keep it true, y'all. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia and Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.